Would like to ask you to please turn in your Bibles to the book of Acts. I would like to read from Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. Would like to read verses 17 through 21. Acts chapter 20, beginning in verse 17, reading through verse 21. We tried to begin in our earlier study about this passage of Scripture and want to reread this passage from Acts chapter 20, beginning in verse 17. The Word of God says, "And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, Ye know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ." In our earlier study, we tried to look at the fact that this is the way the Apostle Paul summarizes what he had been preaching. And he says that I have been preaching repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. This morning we tried to look at studying about what does the Word of God mean, what does Paul mean when he says that he had been preaching repentance toward God. There's a major difference in repentance and conviction of sin or confession of sin or remorse of sin. Repentance is when we turn away from sin and turn toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul had been preaching. First of all, he says, I've been preaching repentance toward God. That was the subject of everybody in the Old and New Testament, is to repent. When John the Baptist began preaching, he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When Jesus began to preach, he said, Matthew 4 and verse 17, he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When he sent out the 12 apostles, he told them to repent, for the kingdom of heaven was at hand. All through the Scriptures, the message, the heart of the message that is given by every servant of God in preaching the gospel is repent, repentance toward God. Tonight I want us to look at the second half of what Paul said that he preached. He says that he preached repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to listen carefully to the wording there. The Scripture says that he was preaching faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. I think that sometimes we completely miss the meaning of that statement. That does not say that you have faith in your Savior. I believe that there is a difference in an individual having faith in Christ as their Savior and having faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that the people of God certainly need to have faith in their Savior Jesus Christ. It's only because of my faith in what Jesus has done for me that I have peace in my soul and I have no fear of eternal hell. It's because of my faith in the work that Jesus Christ has done for me as my Savior. So I have faith in Christ my Savior. But I am to have much more than that as a Christian. I am to not only have faith in Christ as my Savior, I am to have faith toward my Lord. Do you understand the difference in faith toward your Lord and faith in Christ your Savior? And that's what Paul says that he was preaching. He was preaching repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ is when we are outwardly manifesting and showing our love for Jesus by doing the things that Jesus tells us to do. That's faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. I want us to talk first of all about faith. And I want you to remember that faith is not some fuzzy feeling of confidence and hope in your soul. Faith is put into action. And that's what he's saying here when he says, I've been preaching repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Go to Hebrews chapter 11. If you're going to ever study the subject of faith, it's always good to spend some time studying in Hebrews chapter 11. And in Hebrews chapter 11, you find in the Old Testament, you find a number of people that are recorded here in the New Testament in Hebrews chapter 11. You have a number of people that they had faith toward. And I want you to fill in the blank right there. Abraham, Noah, they had faith toward, and you fill in the blank. These in the Old Testament now. Remember, these are Old Testament saints. They had faith toward, fill in the blank. I believe that primarily their faith was toward God. I know that Jesus is God. I understand that. But their faith was toward God, and I don't believe that their faith was as specific as what Paul was talking about that we preach in the New Testament, and that's faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. They had faith toward God. We'll see that as we go along here in Hebrews chapter 11. Look at Hebrews chapter 11. Look first at verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. The Word of God says, but without faith it is impossible to please Him, that is to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. God, now remember, we're not being as specific as the text in Acts chapter 20. The text in Acts 20 says that Paul was preaching faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll get to that. But right now I want you to know that the saints in the Old Testament, that their faith was toward God without as much understanding about the Lord Jesus Christ as we have today. And so he said that faith, it's impossible to come to God except you have faith. And that he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Did he have faith toward God? You understand? In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7, Noah had faith toward God. The faith in God caused him to have faith toward God by him building the ark. That's the faith toward God. And then we read in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8, the scripture says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. He did not know where he was going, but he did go, and he went because he had faith toward God. Faith toward God, his faith in God was manifest to such a degree that he had faith toward God, and he did what God told him to do. All the way through the book of Hebrews chapter 11, that's what we find. People, saints of God, they had faith toward God, and they proved their faith in God by showing in their actions their faith toward God. The text in Acts chapter 20 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul says that he is preaching repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that with the coming of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that there's more understanding and more truth and a greater detail given about our faith not just being in God in general, but our faith being toward our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that we need to see and know and understand that the focus of our attention and our love and our service should be towards Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, but the faith should be toward our Lord Jesus Christ. I need to see Him as my Lord. I understand that He's my Savior, but I need to see that He's my Lord, He's my King, He's my ruler. He is the one that I want to serve every day. And if I am serving Him, I am showing faith toward my Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Paul was preaching, was faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to ask you this question. Did the Apostle Paul, listen carefully, Did the Apostle Paul, before the road to Damascus experience, did the Apostle Paul have faith toward God? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He served God. He thought that everything he did was pleasing to God. He was killing Christians, thinking that he was doing service to God. He was active in his service to God. He was active in his Jewish religion. He had faith toward God, but he did not have faith toward Jesus Christ until that road to Damascus experience, where he came to know his Lord, Jesus Christ. And when he came to know Jesus, and Jesus spoke to him and said, "You've been kicking against the pricks." And he said, "Who art thou, Lord? And Lord, what would thou have me to do?" When Jesus began to tell him what to do, he says, "Arise and go into that city and go down the street that's called Straight and go to the house where prayer is going on. Go there." You know what Paul did there? What did Paul do? He did exactly what Jesus told him to do. He arose and he went into the city. And he went down the street called Straight, and he went to the house where prayer was going on. And when he got to that house, he began to hear and understand more about Jesus Christ. But I'm telling you, from the very time that he fell on his knees on the road to Damascus and he began to hear the voice of Jesus, he began to know Jesus as his Lord. And his faith in God became more intense as he began to see Jesus as his Lord and his Savior. And now he has faith not just toward God, but now he has faith toward Jesus Christ. And in the book of Acts chapter 9, in that chapter, we find over and over Paul showing more and more faith toward who? Toward his what? Lord. Toward his Lord, Jesus Christ. In fact, if you come down toward the end of Acts chapter 9, back up in your Bibles to Acts chapter 9, and you go on and read the entire ninth chapter of Acts. In fact, read the rest of the book of Acts, and then read Romans and 1st and 2nd Corinthians and Galatians and Ephesians and Philippians, and then read Colossians and read the rest of the New Testament. And you'll find that the Apostle Paul, throughout his life, you know what the Apostle Paul had? He had great faith. He had faith in Christ as his Savior, yes, but that's not what we find mostly. We find faith toward his Lord, Jesus Christ. And so it is that the people of God, we need to understand what Paul was preaching and what we ought to hear today, which is, number one, repentance toward God, and number two, we need to hear faith toward our Lord, Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 9, now notice in verse 18, Acts chapter 9, beginning in verse 18, the Word of God says, "And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and he arose, and he was baptized." What is he showing when he was baptized? You know what he's showing when he was baptized? He's showing faith. Is he showing faith in Christ as his Savior, or is he showing faith toward his Lord, Jesus Christ? That's right. You can say both, but he is primarily showing faith toward his Lord, Jesus Christ. And he was baptized. You know what little Malachi did by walking down the aisle and uniting with the church this morning? You know what he was doing? He was confessing his faith in Jesus Christ as his Savior. But he was showing faith toward his Lord, Jesus Christ. He was walking by faith, showing his love for Jesus, walking by faith, going in a way that honored and glorified his Lord and his Savior. He had faith toward his Lord, Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul was baptized. When he did that, he was showing faith in Christ as his Savior, but he was also showing faith toward his Lord, Jesus Christ. Look at verse 19. In Acts chapter 9, verse 19, the Scripture says, "And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus." Now listen to verse 20. "And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God." Listen, he's showing by him going out, remember who Paul was. Remember what he had been. Remember where he had been serving God. His religion was the Jews' religion. And now what does he begin to do in verse 20? He begins to preach Christ in the synagogue. The same place where he had been preaching out part of the Jews' religion. He goes right back to the synagogue and he begins to preach that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You know what he's doing when he, who was a Jew, stood among those Jews in the synagogue and he preached Jesus Christ as being the Son of God. You know what he was doing? He was showing faith toward his Lord, Jesus Christ. The rest of this chapter, and like I say, the rest of the writings concerning Apostle Paul, they're showing Paul's faith toward his Lord Jesus Christ. Turn very quickly to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Remember now, we're thinking about what the Scripture tells us in Acts chapter 20 and verse 21, where the Apostle Paul called the elders of Ephesus together, and he says, "Now I've been preaching publicly and from house to house. I've been preaching to the Jews and to the Greeks. I've been preaching repentance toward God and what? And faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ." Philippians chapter 3. I want you to see Paul's faith toward his Lord Jesus Christ. In Philippians chapter 3, beginning in verse 7, the Word of God says, "But what things were gained to me." Now he has just in verses, the prior verses, he's been talking about him being a Jew and a part of the Jews' religion and his position and his power and his authority and his prestige in the Jews' religion. And then in verse 7 he says, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ." You know what happened when he gave up all those things in the Jews' religion? You know what he was doing? He was showing two things. He was showing repentance toward God, and he was showing faith towards his Lord, Jesus Christ. Verse 8 says, "Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." What was his focus? Who did he want to know? He wanted to know Christ and be found in him and to know him and to know the power of Christ's resurrection and have the fellowship of Christ's sufferings. Those are some of the things that Paul wanted to lay hold of. And he said, in order to do that, I have to show faith toward my Lord Jesus Christ. So he did that by leaving those things that were worldly things. Brother Brooks wrote an article this week on Philippians 3:8, and it's about the dung, counting all things but dung. Anybody here want to pick up any dung? You know, it's an amazing thing that Paul could count all things but dung. That means you don't want to go back and pick it up again. When you realize that the things of this world, you know, when you turn your eyes upon Jesus and you see Jesus as your Savior and you see Jesus as your Lord, the things of the earth do grow strangely dim, don't they? And not only do they grow strangely dim, but the things of the earth and the things of the world that brought in any way bring shame and reproach on the cause of Christ, they become dung to you. You don't want to touch it. You don't want to get close to it. It's repulsive to you. Go with me to James. Well, let me just ask you to remember. You remember in the book of James, when James was talking about, what are we studying tonight? We're studying faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. We're talking and trying to study about the difference in faith in Jesus Christ, or really an extension of that, which is faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the book of James, James talks a lot about faith and works. And he makes it very clear that faith without works is what? Faith without works is dead. And then he makes this statement that I think is beautiful. He says, "You show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works." Do you see that? Whenever James says in James 2:18 that "I'll show you my faith by my works," he's saying, I'm going to show my faith toward Jesus Christ. Not just show his faith in Jesus as his Savior, but show faith toward his Lord, Jesus Christ. Do you love Jesus as your Savior? Do you love Jesus as your Savior? Brother David tonight, this morning after the service, and we were talking about, he and Malachi had been talking about Malachi joining the church, and he said that he was emphasizing to Brother Malachi the seriousness of joining the church. It's a serious matter. You see, if all you're doing is just confessing you believe Christ is your Savior, that's one thing. But that's not all there is to it. You're not just confessing Christ as your Savior. You're saying, Christ is my Lord. And I am uniting with the church, the bride of Christ. And I'm becoming married to Christ. And as a part of the bride of Christ, for him to be unfaithful to the bride, for him to walk away from the bride, is the same as walking away from Christ himself. And so if he, as a young member of the church, if it's not stressed and impressed on him the seriousness of joining the church, then he can be very misguided by thinking just walking down the aisle is all there is to it. No, that's not all there is to it. You read your church covenant, and I hope, Brother Mike and Sister Michelle, that you'll spend a lot of time going over that church covenant, because everything in the church covenant, you know what it's doing? It's showing faith. When you carry out the things that are in the church covenant, everything in there is showing faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. So, Brother Malachi, by you being baptized tonight, by you confessing that you believe that Jesus is the Christ, you're showing faith toward Jesus Christ as well as showing your faith in Jesus Christ. And I pray that from this day forward that you'll just grow and grow and grow, and that your faith toward your Lord Jesus Christ will just grow stronger and stronger. And I can see you being a great soldier of Jesus Christ if your faith toward your Lord grows. And that's the last thing Peter says. We need to grow. We need to grow spiritually. Don't just come in as a babe and stay as a babe. Don't just be born again, but come in as a babe and then grow and grow and grow. Grow spiritually. Come to know your Lord. Walk with your Lord. Talk with your Lord. Walk in His footsteps. Come to know the fellowship of His sufferings. I'll close with Acts chapter 8. Listen carefully in Acts chapter 8. The Word of God in Acts chapter 8 tells us about Philip and the eunuch. There's a beautiful expression here whenever... And I'm going to ask you again, just like I did with Paul in Acts 9. In Acts chapter 8, did the eunuch have faith toward God before Philip ever got to him? Does everybody understand that? The eunuch had faith toward God before Philip ever preached to him. He had been up to Jerusalem to worship. The eunuch had been up to Jerusalem to worship. He was a man that already loved God. He was a man that already loved the Word of God. And nobody loves the Word of God except those who love God. And that man, the eunuch, was sitting there in his chariot reading from the Word of God, reading Isaiah chapter 53, and God sent Philip to the eunuch. And one of the things that Philip said to the eunuch is, "Understandest what thou readest?" And the eunuch said, "How can I, except some man guide me?" And so the Scripture says that Philip began at that very Scripture to preach unto him what? Jesus Christ. And when he preached unto him Jesus Christ, the eunuch began to see that Jesus Christ was his Savior, and so he had faith in Christ as his Savior, and the next thing was that he had faith toward his Lord, Jesus Christ. Because when he saw water, what did he want to do? He wanted to show love to his Savior by submitting to him in water baptism. And he said, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And he says, "If thou believest with all thine heart that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, thou mayest." And he said he believed, and they both went down into the water. And the eunuch was baptized. And the Scripture says that the eunuch came up out of the water. And I want you to notice verse 39. We'll close with this one verse. Verse 39, Acts chapter 8, verse 39 says, "And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he," that is the eunuch, "went on his way rejoicing." Now, I want you to see how all this is tied together. In Acts chapter 20, we started out this morning saying that the Apostle Paul summarized his preaching by saying, I preached to the Jews and the Gentiles publicly and from house to house. I preached repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you remember that? And then in verse 25 of Acts chapter 20, Paul restates that whole thing by saying, I preach the what? The kingdom of heaven. You know what you have to do when you preach the kingdom of heaven? If you preach the kingdom of heaven as you should, you have to preach repentance toward God, and you have to preach faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And every time you preach repentance toward God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ, and the people respond to that preaching of repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ, guess what they have? They have the kingdom of heaven. And part of the kingdom of heaven is defined as righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So the eunuch went on his way rejoicing. The eunuch was in the kingdom of heaven out there in the wilderness. He was in the kingdom of heaven. You know why? He had already brought forth fruit meat for repentance. He had manifested repentance toward God. And then when he showed faith toward his Lord Jesus Christ, he went on his way rejoicing. May God help us to repent toward God and have faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ is my prayer for Christ's sake.